You all set?
Ready?
Yep.
You are no longer muted.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock on Tuesday, the 28th of April. And this is continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I please have a motion to reopen the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's start with the department head feedback. Fire department.
Thank you, Council. This is Captain Ford filling in for Chief Kennedy today. The fire department continues to operate on our state of emergency operations until the stay-at-home order has been rescinded from the governor. Number two, our PPE position is still strong, but we are still taking any donations for the upcoming lifeguard season. After confirming our very high rate of returning guards this year, we have canceled the first lifeguard trial that was supposed to be held this Saturday to reduce any unnecessary exposure. There is still a trial planned for Saturday, May 9th. Info can be found on the Facebook page. Chief Kennedy and Ocean Rescue Lanier are currently working on a contingency plan for holding lifeguard training and feel very confident they will be able to get everyone ready should the 10-person max and current PPE rules still be in place. Today on the beach, our lifeguards spoke with about 40 people. Most were with their dogs, or there was a few with their dogs, a couple sitting down resting after exercise, and then the others were sitting watching their kids play around in the water.
What was their reaction?
They just got up and started moving around.
All right. It took care of it. Okay. Thank you. Any questions for the fire department?
Sir.
Very good. Thank you. Chief Bowden, police department.
Again, I'd like to thank the fire department for helping out on the beach. I went on the beach several times a day along with some of my other guys. No problems. We didn't see anybody. I think I spoke to one person. Didn't see any dogs or anything like that. But we're not out here as much as they are. And thank them for doing that. Lanier Parking, they're trying to hopefully be here tomorrow.
Good.
We don't know if it'll be morning, afternoon. They're trying to get their people back home after being furloughed.
So let's just surprise everybody.
Sir?
Let's just surprise everybody. Don't tell them when.
So my guys have been out writing tickets. It's not something we like doing, but we have to do it. And we were at 15 today. We've had several complaints about not having enough signage. We worked with Public Works to put out more signs. I rented a humongous message board that's at N Avenue telling people they need a decal. So there's one there, there's one at the pier when you come into town, and there's several signs and buckets throughout town. Doing the best we can with it, and hopefully everybody understands. Beth has gotten a lot of appeals, so that was my next question, is how do you guys want to deal with appeals when Lanier starts writing tickets? When my guys write them, I go to the appeal and I can do that, but I don't know how we're going to do it with Lanier. And that needs, we don't necessarily have to discuss it. Well,
we do.
Get an option today. Mm-hmm.
So I think, one, town attorney, I know you're on, so please pay attention, because I thought about this. Actually, Mandy called me to talk about it. One, all the appeals are going to wait until after the state of emergency, so for people that ask. Two, I think Lanier should take a picture of the windshield for every ticket and forward it to you, and then you can go. I called the hearing officer and told him.
The windshield or where the
where the sticker incorrect should be and where the car is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would, let's say the state of emergency lasts 30 more days. I mean, the people aren't going to pay it in the next 30 days.
That's fine.
So you can pay them later then.
It's the same as a hurricane or anything else. I want to make sure the town is consistent on what we do about appeals. Okay. The appeal process is not essential. I'm fine if the ticket stays outstanding. This is my recommendation to council. I'm giving you my thoughts. So you guys have it, right? But as with all of our appeals, we schedule appeals with our hearing officer. Our hearing officer then comes here, and the people come here to town hall, so it's done in person, mm-hmm. which right now we're not doing anything in town hall in person. So that's another reason why I wouldn't do it. I think a picture of the issue, and we should confirm this with the hearing officer on what he would expect. So, Chief, if you could reach out to the hearing officer and make sure he's comfortable with this. But my understanding in talking with him is a picture of the violation, a clear copy of our ordinance is sufficient for whoever writes the ticket. And so I would think, at least this is my position, we're not going to pay a contractor to come to hearings, so I think you're going to represent the town with that. And you just need to confirm with our hearing officer that he's comfortable. Town attorney, are you okay with what I've just said, and do you have any inputs or other recommendations for council?
No, that's fine with what you said.
So if you can confirm with the hearing officer, just to make sure that that's okay, and then Mandy, if you can, when we take the notes out of this, forward it to the hearing officer, as well as our ordinance, so he's got all the information. He'll give us feedback if there's anything, and he's aware you might be calling. Okay. We talked today after Mandy called me.
Did we not also enact recently where if people say they're going to appeal, the attorney shows up and they don't, there was a cost for that?
We did, I believe we did do that. I would have to check to make sure we did that, but I think we did, and they would still have to pay since they didn't show up.
If they don't show, they're still responsible for the payment of the ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. So then that becomes a, how do you do that? Which is a small fine, but it can go to small claims court, I guess. Is that right, town attorney? Second question.
Yes, sir.
Exactly right.
That's
so
right.
The town could take them in groups to small claims court if the town
right.
so desires.
Okay.
But there will be a process, and you as the police chief will represent the town. The citizen or the, not even the citizen, the violator will be able to have their day with the hearing officer in front of the hearing officer.
Okay. The only other thing I have is just want to thank Public Works for helping today with putting out the signs. They were quick about it and never had any complaints from them. They just jumped right to it and mm-hmm. helped us out, so appreciate it a lot.
Good, you guys are working good together as a team.
Mm-hmm. Plus the new digital sign chief at the other end of town, that looks good as well. So thanks for getting it up so quick.
Yes, sir.
When I looked at the parking along the 40 spaces, I was there twice today. First time there were 5 cars in all those spaces. The second time there were 6 cars. One time was at 11:30 and the other one was, I'm sorry, 11:30, it wasn't quite open yet. It was a little after that and at 2:30. So I had not seen a massive amount of traffic in that area. And you've written 29 tickets in the last 2 days. I think that's setting the tone. And I am sure Lanier is going to...
They will probably write more.
They will write more. But I didn't see many cars on the street relative to no sticker. I saw a few, but I'm sure that's probably in the 14 that you guys picked up today or the 15.
Yeah, like I said, most everybody has come to the office or called and said there's not enough signage, and so we've tried to handle that. That's really bad. I saw a few more cars on Atlantic. I sat down there for a while today and watched people come and go. Mainly, I only sat down there about 10 or 15 minutes, but it wasn't horrible, and it wasn't full the whole entire time. So that.
It's the first day, we'll see, right?
We'll have to end up late today, so definitely need to keep an eye on it.
Okay. I want to thank you and the team for keeping focus on this until we have Lanier on board. I know the other duties haven't suffered, and we look forward to getting you back to your main patrolling.
Us too.
All right. Thanks, Chief. John?
No updates.
No updates? Nikki?
No updates tonight.
No updates? Arlen?
No updates.
Mandy?
No updates.
Okay, how about Jim? Is Jim on the line?
Jimmy with Public Works.
Hello?
We got you.
Okay, Jim, you're on.
Okay, I don't know if that's fair, but...
Yeah, it sounds like your phone's cutting out.
Can you hear me now?
That's yes. A lot better, yes, sir.
Okay,
Well, I tell you what, Jim, I don't think we're going to be able to do that because you are breaking up terribly. But I would say this, getting the signs out today, I saw your men all over the town. I think they were doing a good job, and they were getting a lot done. I don't know if anybody else has anything else to say. Thank you all for the rapid response from yesterday's meeting.
Yeah, so we picked up trash and we worked on the signs, so Jimmy's team did a good job today and they're still available to help.
And the garbage got picked up.
Is that correct? Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, that takes care of the department head updates. So let's move to a discussion we had last evening. If you're on the phone, please mute. To a discussion we had last evening about parking.
Yeah, so just to continue the discussion and start with the options that I think we have, right? So we have a request from a business owner to support his customers. Pretty significant feedback, at least the emails I saw, that there were a number of people that had a bunch of concerns about that. As I see the options for the town, we can either support his request and allow him to issue passes for his customers. We could do exactly what we've been doing since we instituted the 30-minute parking and continue to issue passes just for employees of downtown businesses. Or we could do nothing. Kind of from my perspective, my recommendation with all the feedback and all the discussions is that we continue what we've been doing, which is to issue parking passes for employees of the businesses in the downtown area. And then let Mr. Robertson use his private lots to park his customers. So that'd be my recommendation.
And the individuals who work downtown would not be parking in the 10-minute parking area.
You mean the 30-minute?
The 30-minute parking area, thank you, yes.
Well, right now they are. So the coffee shop, Freddy's is mostly parking behind on their property, but they don't have enough space, so then they're putting by the lifeguard, just where their employees have been parking. The coffee shop has been parking right there in front of the coffee shop when they're open, mm-hmm. is what I've seen. And Jack Mackles is parking kind of around, right, is what they were doing before we just change stuff. So the passes, we just have to give Lanier guidance on what they mean, right? And then let the businesses know. They don't have that many that they're filling up all that. I think the way we blocked off in front of the businesses for pickups, they're not gonna park there, which the coffee shop ladies gotta figure that out, I think. Or ladies. I think they're ladies, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Ladies or gentlemen, I'm not sure who works there. At least how we did it before is those passes let them park anywhere down there. If we want to change that, we just need to communicate that to the business
employees. I think the discussion that we had before was that if you had a town decal, you could park anywhere. So this is now a substitute for the downtown decal, right. But if you had a town decal, you still had to honor the 30-minute parking area.
Right.
So the only thing that I would think is that they can park all along the street, but I don't know about them parking in the 30-minute zone.
Well, that just puts them across the street, so they don't have to walk that far.
Right.
I mean, and during the summer, that's what they do anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't think it's a huge problem to say that these parking passes are mm-hmm. not for the 30-minute area. And okay. We can communicate that, and I think all the businesses will be understanding of that, right?
Right.
And if they need to go drop stuff off, they're bringing it to their business for whatever. They get the 30 minutes just
yes,
like everybody right. else. So I don't see that as a big issue. His concern was late night. He definitely wants, and I think Freddie's the same, some of the ladies to at 9 or 10 o'clock at night after cleanup to not have to walk way, way away.
Yeah.
Which I understand that.
Sure.
But that's my recommendation.
David has a recommendation. Do we have any other recommendations or any other feelings about what David has said?
I support that. Let's give it a whirl and see how it works and if we need to.
And that was after reading all the emails that all of us got.
Yeah.
And
talking about
it. And I mean, that's the good we're going to get. I mean,
well, there were lots of different emails, just to be clear, right?
There's going to be hiccups.
Right.
Yeah. Anything. So.
Yeah, it's a good start.
From John?
Well, yesterday we discussed about how we have a town hall and the community center. And how does that play in the mix with what Commissioner Hager just talked about?
I was just going to leave the community center closed. Between the three lots that he has downtown, the limitations on his fishing, I think that covers them. I think. He's going to have to figure it out, too, and he may come back to council after he's been doing it a few days or a week and say, I've got a problem or I'm fine, right? But it gives him a start to start figuring it out. And some of the emails that we read today were, well, there's a lot of fishermen in town that will just walk down there. That's good. If they take up all 158 slots, then there's nowhere. You don't need any parking if they're all fishing Fury Beach.
So we're not going to have any paid parking spots, correct?
No.
We will not have any allocated to anyone that we haven't been doing all along,
yeah.
Which was just the employees of the businesses.
So I had a discussion with Mike today, and I believe some others may have had a discussion yesterday about this probability. Fact of the matter is, so Mike will be using his private lot. He will be managing who is in that private lot, so we will not be using Lanier to patrol that. And I guess that's going to put an end to anybody staying in the 30-minute zone longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be no one will be down there. That's right.
Okay. Before we go to a vote, are there any other points that you may want to share with us? How many people are on the line, Mandy?
77.
I think that's pretty close to a lot of the feedback we received, and I think it's fair to us, and I think it's fair to Mike. Actually, it's his property.
Can I have it? Make a point, Craig?
Yes, sir. Who, please, is that you? Is that you, Mike? Is that you?
Mark Robertson, 509 8th Avenue.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Well, I have 66 parking places available to my private lots. If my employees are parked on there, and then you're asking my fishermen to park on there, I'm going to run out of parking places. I hope.
No, Mike, we said.
Go ahead.
We said your employees, just like all the business downtown employees, would be given a permit so that they could park on the street. They wouldn't have to park on your lots.
Okay. So that frees me up to 66 parking places for the pier, for customers. So if I get more than that on a Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday, and I have the occupancy of more than that, what am I supposed to tell those customers?
That's a good question, Mike. Fact of the matter is, they'd probably have a hard time getting there. Well, I guess they could park at the 30-minute just to get in there.
How many spaces are in the community center?
About 20, maybe.
20.
What about the spaces on K on this side of Fort Fisher?
Well, that's what, I mean.
I thought that was really going to be the employees are parking, would be this side of K.
I didn't realize you had that few between the three lots, Mike, and I didn't count them, so I
apologize. So it's all good, it's a learning curve, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Between now and Friday, figure it out.
Well, we're open to your thoughts as well, right? So that's what we're trying to get through.
Well, I don't think that K Avenue is going to be full of resident-only parking. I don't think that residents are going to be parked on K Avenue all the way up 4th Street.
I think we'll have to take a look at that. Mike. We might have to look for another area. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, community center's a good start.
There's 15 in the sidewalk at the community center. And it's
45. Well, if you get,
there's always more to figure it out.
That's true.
And I think we have this problem.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we could direct.
So what's the problem with them parking on K Avenue with a parking pass from the pier with to that day's date?
I guess the logic is that no one else can park in that area more than a half an hour.
No, he's talking on the west side. He's talking up on the street. Where
yeah.
It's oh, on the street.
He's just talking
about the street. Yep.
Oh.
That's where they park anyway.
I mean, normally that's where a lot of fishermen park.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem.
On this side of K.
Yeah, on the west our side of K. I mean, Fort Fisher. Shoot.
Correct.
We just got to figure out how to do that with Lanier so that we're clear to them. I guess it could be the same type passes. I mean, I guess Chief working with them, is it just like with our decals? So we have two types of decals right now. They have to already understand, right? The red ones and the blue or green, whatever color. Blue, I guess.
White.
White/blue. And then the parking passes that we're now having for employees. And then this would just be another one.
Yeah.
I have not seen your ones for employees yet. I've got some printed up like I told you.
Right.
That we can look at tomorrow and see if that will satisfy Lanier.
I'm sure Lanier will, as long as it satisfies the town, Lanier will. Yeah. We just got to make sure they can understand. So, they're not giving tickets for the wrong people. That's the issue. I don't think that's the problem. It's just making sure we're clear on where they go and we're comfortable with it as the council.
Okay, so we will work on that, and we will come up with a solution for additional parking.
Okay.
Thank you. And we'll come up with a solution for additional parking, but it will not be along Atlantic Avenue.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
So what questions does council have so we can make sure and answer them for tomorrow, right? I mean, kind of the thought for me is, okay, how do you make sure we use the private lot first so it's the last case thing? So it only happens when it's full. I think that's my thought. And that's why we'd like to go off and ask questions. Okay, how do you do that, right? So your first six, he said 66, I think?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your first 66 go to these lots. And then after that, if you get more than that,
I counted 54 along K Avenue up to 4th Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it would be quite that difficult. What we create, which has his signature, the name of the individual, the date, could be marked for K, you know, for West K, whatever you want to call that.
Right.
And I guess Mike would have to hand out the first 66 telling them where they're parking.
Right.
And from that point...
But then he's got to monitor it.
Well, he has to monitor the people
that go on.
He has to monitor how many people are on the pier anyway. Yeah. So...
Someone is away with more than one person. So the 66 cars would have 100 or so people.
Yeah, could be.
And
then there would be people that just like, walk down there from their local residence. So you're going to get fairly close to the requirement to build up without having a big overage.
Mike, do you envision, I don't know if you're still on the call or not, but do you envision a way to monitor that so the first passes that go out are to the private lots, so it's only overflow if you get full? Is there a way to do that in your mind, or you're not sure? And I know this is new to everyone, so it's not just you.
You still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. To speak to his point, there generally are one or two or three dad and kids or dad with buddy going fishing. If I have to stop people that are just spectating from walking out, then I will in order to get my capacity. As far as monitoring folks parking on the lots that I own, all I can do is tell them to go up there and park. They're used to the problems of parking in Curie Beach already because they are a fisherman. Most come early in the morning. But there are those that we're staying up until 9 o'clock. There are those that come from 5 to 9-ish. So, I mean, we will do the best we can. That's all I can say today.
No, I understand. I, like I said, I know this whole parking thing is not something any of us are good at.
Yes.
So what other questions does council have?
To answer your question, we will monitor. We will try to get the maximized use of the gravel lot as well as the lot behind the gates. But from that point on, if I've got more people than that fishing, I will tell spectators they can't come out. And my question to you then is, with my little piece of paper that has Curie Fisherman on it, and the date that everybody can read, can he park west of Fort Fisher Boulevard on K Avenue?
I think that's what council wants.
Yes.
Think about it, and then that's what we're trying to figure out, all the questions we want to answer, and think about it so we can vote and give you an answer tomorrow.
And then there'll be more problems and we will work through them. But I appreciate that thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, did you have something you wanted to share? Mike Bowden?
I just like to keep them all the same. Let us make them and then let him stamp them or something so that not easily duplicated, which they could be.
Sorry, we're getting the chief to come up to the microphone, if you couldn't hear what he just said.
No, I'd just like to have them all the same so that Lanier's not looking for, because anybody could just make one. We'll make them and let him copy them or whatever. We'll give him several.
Right.
Yeah, we'll
and
provide
them. Stamp them with whatever he needs to stamp them with. If it's a date, make it a little bit easier.
Everything I made is the same, Mike.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Mike, the chief will come back and you show him what you made so we can look at that and he can tell us where he feels about it tomorrow. So the chief will stop by. Yeah, he'll stop by.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Anything else?
Can we force Mike to ask the question if they're a resident? I mean, a resident can park if they have the sticker.
Sure.
So they shouldn't drive down there and use one of Mike's gravel bikes.
That's a really good point.
Well, that's a private lot. People should not be pulling in there, though we all are very accustomed to pulling in there.
No, but I mean, if they're coming to fish, they go get their permission to go out on the pier and fish. But if they are a local Cherry Beach resident, they shouldn't be taking up one of the spots that he needs for out of town.
I agree. What we need is a sign out there that says pier fishing only.
Well,
our sign that's down there on the west side of Fort Fisher says parking with town permit only.
Yeah, if council decides to change it, we'll have to look at the signs and make it appropriate.
So
that's the smallest of the issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, John, to your point, I'm sure, I don't want to speak for him, he's probably still on the phone, but if council says, okay, you need to ask and tell residents they should be parking somewhere else so your lots are being used for our town, hopefully our residents are smart enough to do that anyway, but I think they are.
Well, the 75 on the phone are.
But
there was a whole pile out there today who said, geez, I didn't know that.
Right.
They may not have been our residents, but I think we need to, look, we have signs everywhere. I think we need to put a sign up, pier parking only, personally.
Well, if it's on some private property, that's for Mr. Robertson to do, but I'm sure he will.
Oh, okay.
But in this heightened situation, if you're not paying attention or researching before you go do something, I don't have any sympathy for you.
Exactly right. You know, it's on the news that parking is not open at all the beaches and people are still coming down and getting tickets and then wanting to say there's not a good sign. Yeah. So I'm with Joe on this. So what are there's citizens waiting, I'm sure, to talk, but what other questions does council have so we can think it through so we can bring it back tomorrow?
Any questions? Okay. So there's no response.
Okay.
Any questions from the people who are calling in? Okay. So right now
Excuse me, this is Carolyn Pass again for me.
This is Lori Bonham that looks like.
Okay, we have two on the phone.
158 people, I think. Is that right, Mr. Robertson, if you're still on?
I thought it was 168.
But, okay, that's why I said ask 10. I'm not sure. I thought it was 158, but.
Is the town obligated to provide parking for 158 people for the pier? Or are we doing the kindness and then to accommodate this business reopening?
The town is not obligated to provide parking for anyone. The town does work with all our small businesses to try to support them surviving in this time, and that's what we've been doing the whole time. The governor allowed that business to open, and he is just now reopening. He could have been open 3 weeks ago. So,
okay. I only asked because he didn't seems thankful at the accommodation. He seems like he granted him.
He may not have sounded that way on the phone, ma'am, but I can assure you in his discussions with council, he appreciates what the council and the citizens are doing. And he's done a lot for the town in multiple ways as well. So now
I don't understand that. I just
go ahead, ma'am. Sorry.
The context around the question is if another rule is eased and another business opens, you're setting a precedent that you're going to provide parking for them to.
Well, we're making accommodations for all of this.
That's why the council is discussing this so much, because you're exactly right. That was mentioned last night as well.
We left marked spaces for several restaurants during this at various times, right. Freddy's or Jack Mackle's, so we gave them accommodation also.
Yeah, it will affect the diner, if the diner opens back up, they'll have the same spaces for pickup that the other restaurants have. So we are working with all our restaurants.
Yeah. I mean, we're providing parking.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other question?
Hi, this is Carolyn Caspian from Blue Point Lane, 662. I'm just wondering if accommodations have been made for restrooms yet for the pier, for the people coming to the pier, because I can see people love to fish. I can see 158 people showing up, and if you've read social media, the comments on there about what to use as a bathroom facility are very disheartening.
Well, I would tell you this, that whatever Mike decides to do for his particular guests will be up to him, but the town will not be opening our bathrooms. We will not be dealing with, I'm not trying to be graphic, but we're not going to be dealing with fluids from a variety of people, and we will not be able to keep that restroom clean. And in the...
Right, and I don't expect anyone to have to go in and be cleaning restrooms at this time. I'm just saying that he will, in my opinion, he needs to have some accommodation for the people that are going to be on the pier for using a restroom while they're there.
Okay, I did talk to Mike today, and he does have a solution in mind for that. That will be up to him, but he does have a solution in mind for that.
Yeah, he's working on those details. And when I talked with him today, he's working on those details now. Mm-hmm. So that's on his radar.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was on social media, but Mr. Roberts is not going to open a business without having restroom facilities for his customers.
Okay. Well, I suggest you not read social media because it will make you jump on screen.
I have no concerns. I do not, ma'am.
Thank you.
Robin?
Yes, sir.
We will have restroom facilities. There will be port-a-johns.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure that will be on the back of the pier or on the front of the pier for everybody that visits the beach. But there will be there.
Yes, sir.
We will clean them daily for our customers as well as the public. If they won't walk up, we don't discriminate.
Thank you, sir.
Could I ask a question, please?
Name and address.
Lisa Lepo, that's...
Yes, Lisa.
My question is for Mr. Robertson. I have 158 people who are included at the pier as usual. My question is, how do you set every rate to the social distancing? Is that a restriction of this month? And possibly
Lisa, we're having a little bit of difficulty understanding you. Maybe back up a little bit from your phone touch.
Okay, let me try again. Is this better?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Can it please
be a question?
Okay, so my question is to Mr. Robertson of the pier. We heard that the pier can handle 158 people. My question is, with a 6-foot social distancing, does that decrease that number of people on the pier and then therefore decrease the number of parking spaces that they need? And does that enter into the equation that they're trying to figure out?
So I'm not sure, Mr. Rogers, I realize that was directed.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
All right. To answer a question, we're not going to face, the pier all in 6 foot increments. But the method of fishing we'll be telling them as they go out that the ice that holds up the railings are keeping them apart, and they should recognize that. Like I said, if it gets me too many people there, we'll cut down spectators and we'll be allowed to fish without there. As far as her question, as far as parking spaces, I don't think there's anything to do with it.
Right, so the map is based off square footage. It's from the governor's requirements on how you determine the number of people in a business. So that's where the math comes from, ma'am. So that's where the 158 comes from. The pier can hold a lot more people than that.
Okay, I understand that. I was just wondering if social distancing is going to be practiced on the pier. It sounds like it's going to be up to the fishermen to police themselves.
No, ma'am. If you will listen, they will understand when they pass out onto the pier that they have to adhere to social distancing. And we have already talked to them on our Facebook. Some of the people that fish out there regularly with us understand it. They will help us support it on the pier.
Okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, that's okay, ma'am.
All right, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, where we sit for the moment is a current plan that has Mike using his lots. We will make tickets, and actually we're going to pick up his ticket, compare the tickets, and Overflow will be looking to west of Fort Fisher. That means that the 30-minute parking will stay 30-minute parking throughout all of Atlantic Avenue. That's where we are. We can close this up this evening, or do you want to close it up tomorrow?
I don't know if the council doesn't have other questions. If people have, I don't know. I'm looking for council to guide us. Mr. Roberts is on the
phone.
I'm going to ask right now.
All right, what's your question? Sure.
Name and address.
Name and address.
608 South Walmart, my name is Bob Martin.
Try to hold the phone a little further away. You're breaking up as well.
Okay. 608 South Avenue, Bob Martin, is that all right?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Can we park our bicycles in the parking lot?
In where? Which parking lot?
Like a bicycle or a motorcycle?
Bicycle.
And where?
Bicycle.
Park your bicycle in a parking space.
No, there's bicycle racks.
I would suggest you...
There's bicycle racks at community center.
Use a bicycle rack. If there's no bicycle rack, chain it to something, I guess. But I would not use a parking space.
Chief, can you ask
it? No, all I wanted to know is, can I bring my bike down to the parking lot? I'm not asking for parking spaces. I'm just saying...
Oh. Sure.
If my bike's parked on the edge of the parking lot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I would put it in a bicycle rack, and we have several down there.
But no, you can bring your bike.
We've been there many times, so I just want to make sure we're still okay.
Yes, it is.
They've never been blocked off.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank
you. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, so... Somebody tell us where we are, right?
So I asked.
I think we just did that.
So, Mr. Robertson said that his private property doesn't make all the space he needed, so he proposed a different solution than the original, which was the opportunity for his overflow customers with a pass that Lanier recognizes to park in west of K Avenue, on K Avenue. Right, so that's where we are right now. I'd ask, are there other questions council needs or other inputs to make the decision? And then a number of citizens weighed in and Mr. Robertson called in, so that's where I think we are right now.
So
that's
my,
where we are.
My opinion is that if I'm good with making the spots west of Fort Fisher Boulevard on K Avenue as overflow for the pier parking. I'm good with the permit that we come up with and everything. I'm good with that.
Then make a motion.
So
well, you know, it's
there.
I don't have a problem with that, but
I need somebody to tell me what they are.
Now, what I want to do is deal with reality for the moment.
Okay.
We got 66 cars going to go into the pier,
private
property, private lots. Then we will move people to west of Fort Fisher on K Avenue. It is very likely that by the time you have that many customers, there may be green decals in those spaces on West K Avenue.
Curry Beach Deep.
Yeah, a Curry Beach local citizen, right? So the fact of the matter is, that may be the very next spot to go, but that overflow might move back to 6th Street, it might move back to 7th Street, it might move into other areas.
If we're concerned about that, and I think Lanier could help us with that. If they see all of K Avenue filled up with whatever, we could open the community center as a backup. It's closed right now, but it's just moving barrels. Public Works can open that fairly quickly, and that adds 15 or 24, right? So, I mean, if that becomes a problem, we have capacity that we've got closed off. I would not say we would ever open any beach access parking places right now, but the community center, if K Avenue became a problem, is the next right place.
It's adjacent to one of my blocks.
Right, exactly right. If they're looking and they go to K Avenue, and hopefully they go to his two private property lots first, and then if they're full, the community center is right there beside it. So I think
okay.
We can answer that, Craig.
Yeah, I'm just saying the reality is that the overflow area might have other cars in it.
It could, yeah.
Yeah, it could. Very, I understand.
Right?
Is Sam going to open up his lot to parking during this?
So he has a contract. Right now it can't because we don't. The only way he could open it is if he needed capacity for his customers to go to his business the way our emergency.
So he cannot open it up for his own. And people could not pay $10 to park there.
Right now, no.
Okay, for the pier. Okay.
Until
the governor.
And remember what we're trying to do, right? So we're balancing two issues. We're trying to support our local businesses. You know, that's issue on one side. The other side is we're trying to not encourage people to come down to Curie Beach and try to go to the beach until the other beaches open up as well. Because we're the smallest of the beaches. So with Riceville and Carolina Beach closed, just like we saw that Friday when they closed before we could meet because of the 6-hour meeting requirements, we were basically deluged, right? And so right now, what we did with our parking fees was make them higher, and hopefully people are putting that on social media that our parking tickets are higher than Carolina Riceville Beach. That was the first strategy. And the second is to control our parking. This is different from that, but still the same thing, because we've also tried to support our local businesses as much as we can, because we know how much they are in trouble with this. And so we're trying to slide in the middle. That's what we're trying to do, right? And that's always the hardest place to be, right? Because both sides are peppering you, but that's where we're trying to ride the bus. And so if K Avenue becomes a problem, either from the near parking or, you know, it could be Mr. Robertson calling and saying my customers are playing. It could be residents saying, hey, there's no parking on K Avenue, and calling the police chief. The public works on call person could open up the community center parking lot. We could do that in 30 minutes, right? A person's got to get there and move the stuff. So there's capacity there if that becomes a problem, correct? And we can respond pretty flexibly, I think.
We have a couple places we could do the overflow. That's one of them. So, but I just want, I don't want to hear calls from people saying, oh my gosh, they're not parking there.
Well,
right? So there will be overflow. That's the only point I want to make. There will be overflow and we'll find overflow spaces.
Mm-hmm. So,
make a motion.
Are we ready here?
I've got all my questions answered.
So I'll be the bad guy. I'll make the motion. I make a motion that we work with the Pier Business Center to appropriately placard for excess parking west on K Avenue as we reopen the pier.
Second.
All right, now we have a motion and a second. We've had a great deal of discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, that's our plan. Very good.
And for the citizens and for the department heads, just like all the other changes we've done, we will closely monitor this one. We want our businesses to survive and thrive, but we also got to make sure that we don't overwhelm the town with problems. And so this puts more burden on our police department and our parking contractor when we get him lined up to monitor this, but it does reopen a business that's been here since before the town was founded, which I think is important as well.
Yeah, and I mean, from the perspective, many people wanted the beach open. I think it was the right time to do that. We've talked about that. We, in fact, are patrolling the beach. We did look at parking. We wanted to help with parking, and we are going to patrol the parking. At this point in time, I think we have a plan to be successful in each area. And if we're not, we will have another meeting.
Well, sure. And everybody needs to understand that Mr. Robertson has been very accommodating, and he has worked with us, and he is, like Dad said, it's the office business here, and he's trying to salvage a bad spring, and we need to try to help him out as much as we can. So I appreciate the effort he's put into doing everything to get it to us to this point.
Sure. Yes, Mandy.
Yesterday we amended the state of emergency for
yes.
parking.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to add this today, I need your motion to be different. Sorry.
That's all right.
To amend.
Keep us out of trouble, right? Well, I think we need to make sure. So we need to have proper wording. So I don't think we're ready for the exact wording for that.
Okay.
I think I was going to tell council two things. One is I think we're going to have to work on the wording so we can come back tomorrow and actually approve the state of emergency change. The county actually is expiring, and even though they've already announced they're not going to do anything, I think the mayor has some communication from the other mayors that we need to meet tomorrow to talk about. What I do wanted to ask to the chief and you is, do we think we need to send out to our citizens a reminder that if you don't have your Curie Beach sticker, parking anywhere off private property in Curie Beach will get you ticketed, except for the 30 minutes, huh? Because there are a number of people that are parking on 421 in marked spaces that I think are property owners, and I looked and they don't have stickers in their car. I don't know how many of them got tickets, but I think, Chief, do you think we need to send another reminder about that? Because I'm concerned when Lanier comes in tomorrow, there's a bunch of Curie Beach residents that haven't put their stickers on that are going to get tickets, I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, it never hurts to remind anybody. But
we can send out a reminder on our town news.
Yeah, because only 77 people are on this
right.
call listening to this. But
we can send out an email reminder on town news. It will, we can send it out as an alert after the meeting, and it'll go out as an email tomorrow at noon. And if you have your decals, you need to put them on. If you don't have your decals, you need to be fine contacting town hall to get them, and we'll give them the link to get them online.
Or parking on your private property.
Or parking right. on your private property.
Your driveway is your driveway, right? So, but I think some people are going to be surprised, because my sense is that either the police recognize this person, a residence vehicle, or they just haven't got around to those yet. And I don't want a bunch of people surprised, but you know, they're going to get tickets if they're not careful. And I want to make sure we've tried to reach out to them as much as possible. So I would say for the state of emergency wording, if Manny can have some time to work on that, when we meet tomorrow afternoon, that's when I propose we can pass that, and then the mayor can update us on what the other mayors are talking about doing.
Okay. Second, I just received my second email about parking on Atlantic Avenue. Apparently there's some confusion because there are no adjacent businesses, but it says 30-minute parking for businesses.
Is that what's on the signs?
Yeah. We used all one sign, so we probably should change those signs. That's a good point. I don't know what. It's just 30-minute parking.
It's a 30-minute parking, but it's the same sign.
Yeah. It's the same sign.
Well, that's good.
But
good catch.
Pick up and delivery, but that's the second email I've gotten, so apparently people are confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to fix the signs, right?
And we use the signs will simply say 30-minute parking.
Right. Yeah, for the ones on Atlantic Avenue, I think we should change them, so.
Okay, thank you.
Jimmy, we'd like to change them.
Yes, Mike.
Those Atlantic Avenue spots for the 30 minutes, you're still not supposed to get to the beach, correct?
That's how our state emergency says it.
I don't know how you would word the sign to say.
Yeah.
That's probably why they were left as business use only.
Right.
I don't know how you would word it and keep people from doing it. I had no idea how you would do it. We can't do it.
Frankly, there isn't any way to do it.
Yeah.
Harpies will speak.
You'd have to go on a beach and ask people if they were in 30-minute parking, and that's just not going to work. So.
Yeah.
We're gonna. It's 30-minute parking.
They can do whatever they want to the 30-minute.
We're not encouraging people to violate our state of emergency, right? And remember, our state of emergency is doing the right-hand side of the thing, not encouraging people to come down here and park, right?
We are not, to quote a famous American named David, we are not blocking access to the beach.
Yep.
Right. We are blocking parking.
Right. So,
so let's not get confused.
Let's see how it goes this weekend if we need to make adjustments.
Yeah, we got a few days to try it and see what happens.
Yep.
I'll read the two emails, Manny, and I'll try to work with the mayor and answer them. I think we're going to leave the signs the way they are right now.
Either I need to change the signs or leave them.
I think after what the chief just said, I think they're going to stay the way they are right now. We'll try to answer the question.
Okay.
To the individuals that they asked.
Okay.
This is just the silliest thing in a bunch of different ways just for everyone in the room and on the phone. And trying to ride the line is not emergency management's nature, just to be clear.
Okay. Anything else, gentlemen, for the evening?
What time are we going to continue till tomorrow? You want to do 5?
Tomorrow morning.
Let's come early.
Yeah, tomorrow morning there'll be a press conference at 11 o'clock. They're going to read and declare what the city of Wilmington will be doing. I've seen it. I've tried to send it to you guys. Evidently, I'm not very confident at that because none of you seem to get it. So there's nothing in there that is against the governor's direction. There is, we will be staying. As we had already agreed, we are not going to do anything with short-term rentals until the governor's order expires on the 8th. And if he addresses that, we will address that. Beyond that, not too many other changes. But I will give you guys more detail on it tomorrow.
Okay, so...
4 or 5,
what did y'all say? Joe, can you do it earlier? Because it helps staff out.
That's fine.
Yeah. 4?
4 is fine.
Okay. 4 works for me. If I mean, that helps staff out. They're not staying every day.
Every day. Again, we have to hear much later.
I'll make a motion. We continue the meeting at 4. If after questions. Right. Sorry. Literally.
Any other questions from the people on the phone? Okay. Thank you. We'll be back again.
Take your census, we're at 28%.
Wow, that's cool.
So you
make a motion to continue the meeting to 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
The meeting has been locked.